With each passing day, she remembered she had a secret. She'd lived in the fog of death until 6 months ago when she crawled out, reaching for the first glimpse of life and light she'd encountered in 5 years. It came in the form of a simple telephone call, a refreshing breeze offer. But clearing the fog meant the memories surfaced, ones she'd long since regarded as lost. Now they rattled around the empty corridors of her heart. And recently, in the faintest ting or ping, like when elevator doors open just outside her office, Karina remembered how she loved the glorious, rolling chimes of cathedral bells pealing through a crisp cathedral city dawn. And she ached, deep in her soul, with a longing she couldn't reach nor remove. With an exhale, she slumped in her chair and closed the news video she'd been watching. Two of the Beaumont Post's staff writers entered the bullpen with a nod toward her, a late lunch of McDonald's swinging from their hands. Karina's gaze followed them as they crossed the wide, boxy room, cutting through the muted afternoon sunlight that spilled through the dirty, rain-splattered windows. She should go to lunch herself. It was nearly 2. But she was waiting for her boss, Gigi Beaumont, to return from lunch. Karina had a proposition for the founder of the online mega newspaper, the Beaumont Post, a bold move even for her, but she felt confident in her idea. In the meantime, she had work to do. Karina sorted through her email inbox, organizing stories that came in from the Post staff writers and stringers from around the world. Gigi's journalism tabloid media fingers had a very long reach. Opening a story that had just come in, though it was due last week, Karina started reading but lost her concentration after the first sentence. What bothered her? June, of course. It was the 3rd of June. Being out from under the fog, dates and days had meaning again. Okay, fine. It was June 3rd. Just recognize the day had once been significant and move on. But dealing with everything she'd buried more than 5 years ago proved challenging. Karina, hey! Melissa O'Brien perched on the edge of Karina's desk, angling toward the computer screen. What has you so engrossed? A story by Chip Allen? She curled her lip. Yeah, it's good. Karina cleared her throat, sat up straight, and gathered herself into business mode, despite her rambling thoughts and rumbling stomach. He's got a great piece on Hollywood and violence. Did you talk to Gigi yet? Not yet. Karina peered down the long, wide center aisle of the bullpen, which ended at Gigi's office. Through the glass panel beside the closed door, she saw her boss pacing, cell phone to her ear. I thought she was still at lunch. Nope, she's back in her office. With that appendage she calls a cell phone. It's going to kill her brain cells. Karina laughed low. They'd never have the nerve to die on her. Gigi Beaumont, who crawled her way out from the poverty of the Blue Ridge Mountains to become a pioneer in the online journalism world, was a force to be reckoned with. No death, sickness, mayhem, corporate lawyers, hostile takeovers, sloppy reporters, lazy editors, nor husbands 1 through 5 could conquer her. Are you saying you don't have the nerve? Melissa let her purse slide from her shoulder to Karina's desk. We need an editorial director. You've been doing the job since Carly left 4 months ago, and you're the new girl yet. Come on, be brave. Brave? Courage wasn't the issue. It was timing. All about the timing. Gigi's a mentor and friend, and I'm here because of her. But if she wants me for the job, why hasn't she asked? It's Gigi, Melissa shrugged with a pfft. It's a miracle she offered you a job at all. Usually folks have to come begging. True. Karina stood, squaring her shoulders and shoving her chair under the desk. She's on her feet, ladies and gentlemen, Melissa hissed a faux crowd noise. I think she's going in. But Karina didn't move. When Gigi, a longtime family friend of the Del Reys and Karina's first employer after college, called after Thanksgiving last year with a, come on down to Florida and work for me, Karina began to wake up from the stupor of grief. At 29, she'd spent the last 5 years in grave clothes, alive, but not living. Well, I'm going. Doesn't look like you're going.